Sad news yesterday from the Marshall Islands, announcing the death of former Foreign Minister Tony de Broome at the age of 72. De Broome became known around the world for his role in the fights against nuclear weapons and climate change. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. International accolades included a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2015. Many of de Broome's honors stemmed from a lawsuit he filed on behalf of the Marshalls, demanding that nuclear weapon states be held accountable for their failure to comply with international law, which obligates them to begin negotiations on the elimination of nuclear weapons. In testimony before the International Court of Justice at The Hague, de Broome recalled seeing the blast from Bravo, the biggest nuclear test in history, when he was 9 years old. The sky turned red, he said, and he described the destruction from dozens of other U.S. tests. Several islands in my country were vaporized, and others are estimated to be uninhabitable for thousands of years. Last year, the International Court rejected the suit, and similar proceedings filed in U.S. federal court were dismissed earlier this summer. In December 2015, de Broome emerged as the key figure behind the High Ambition Coalition, which carried the day at the Paris Conference on Climate Change. Recognizing that divisions between rich and poor countries would make agreement impossible, de Broome secretly engineered a group that combined African, Caribbean, and Pacific nations with the United States and all the members of the European Union. He also recognized that any agreement would probably come too late for his Marshall Islands, which lie close to sea level, and he spoke eloquently about the looming loss of language, culture, and tradition as the equivalent of genocide. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.